Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys. Before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and Beyond. All right, let's do it. Settle yourself in with wherever you're sitting or laying or taking a rest. In the world where it seems that everything is sticking and sticky and coming our way and things that we would like to let go of, today we're going to do a mindfulness exercise called Icky, Sticky, and Tricky. The purpose of this exercise is to help release the things that stick onto us, that stay with us, that we'd like to release, that we'd like to let go of. So before we move forward with our guided exercise today, get yourself in a comfortable place, a place that's quiet, a place where you feel relaxed, where you can take a moment for yourself. Settle into the chair, settle into the sofa, to the bed, even the floor, wherever you're at in this moment. Have your feet on the ground or your legs stretched out. Notice where you're laying, where you're sitting. Notice how your ankles fall to the side. Notice how the pressure points under your thighs touch the surface. Sit up a little bit straighter. Have your back sink deeper into the bed or the sofa, or even the back of the chair. Notice how the arch of the back is cradled by the backrest. Your hands are rested at the sides of your body, palms face downward, fingers are soft. You can have your eyes open for this exercise and look at something that stays stationary. Whether it's the ceiling, or a photograph, or a painting, or even outside a window. And you could even choose to have your eyes closed, if that's more comfortable. We're here in this moment together, and we're breathing at our natural pace. And if your mind wanders off to a thought, to a vision, to even shutting the phone off, that's okay. You can always come back and restart right here in this moment. See, every moment is a connector, and it connects to the next moment. And what happens with each moment is things stay with us. Memories stay with us. Thoughts stay with us. Feelings stay with us.
And some of those things we want to hold and cherish, and other things we'd like to let go of. And that's what we're going to focus on today, is letting go of some of those things. What I'd like you to do next is to move your attention to your favorite color. Now, I know that might sound a little weird, but what I've found doing this exercise is to start with something that we like, something that we do cherish, something that brings a happy thought. So think about what your favorite color is. Have you thought of it, what it is? Good. Now I'd like you to take your color and imagine that there's a balloon. And that balloon is of your favorite color. Notice you might be smiling right now. And you might even feel a little lighter because it brings happy memories and thoughts. Thoughts of joy, thoughts of peace. You can even maybe see it on a string and how it bounces with the wind in the air. Or a time when you were a child and you were skipping along with the balloon. And you notice how it sounded when it would bounce in the air. It's a wonderful balloon that you've created. If you're laughing, that's okay too. As you're holding your balloon on its string and it's moving around in the air, you notice on your shoulders that there are these sticky notes. And these sticky notes have words on them. And the words might be even a phrase, like sadness, or not good enough, or why. And what I'd like you to do is I want you to take those sticky notes and imagine that you're peeling them off of your shoulders and you're placing them on your balloon. One sticky note peels off and it gets placed on the balloon. And before you know it, there's all these sticky notes on the balloon. And as you look at your balloon, you think, wow, you know what? Those sticky notes, they actually make the balloon look even more fun. See, the words don't distort and take away the joy of the balloon. But somehow they stick onto that balloon. And every time you peel off a sticky note off your shoulders, you feel different. You notice a change. You might notice you feel a little lighter. You might notice something, but you can't put your finger on it. But you notice that there's something different, a positive change. And I want you to continue to imagine the sticky notes that are rested on your shoulders that make our lives so heavy, continuing to be placed on the balloon. And from afar, the balloon looks like it has like these feathers that are created from the sticky notes, and that you feel lighter. But the weight of the world and the weight of memories are removed from your shoulders and you feel lighter. You might feel that you're sinking deeper into the sofa or even sitting up a little bit straighter. You feel your spine becoming elongated and your legs stretching out even further. Your hands are still holding on to the string. And what I want you to do next is to extend your arm up into the air and notice how the balloon string stretches, and it stretches and it stretches, and the balloon is way up high. It's way up high in the sky. And on a count of three, we're going to release and let go of that balloon. One, two, three, and we release. And our hand is extended open. And we notice that the balloon is flying high in the sky. And it's dancing with the clouds. And it's moving with the wind. And you see the tail and it starts to flicker. And the next thing you notice, the balloon becomes smaller. It becomes smaller and smaller as it dances away with the wind, reaching higher and higher and greater heights until it becomes to a point where you can no longer see the balloon. And you look at your left shoulder, and you look at your right shoulder, and you notice there are no sticky notes. Now, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And one more time, take a deep breath in through your nose and let the air out through your mouth. And stay here in this moment, recognizing the change, recognizing how lighter you feel, giving yourself the gift and the permission to let go and release of the things that stick and that can be sticky and icky and tricky, and that are released and let go. Open your eyes if you had your eyes closed. Move your gaze if your eyes were open. Move your body. Move your head from side to side. Have your ankles move back and forth, and your toes move up and down. Twist your body. Become more alert. Notice the changes. Feel back to the present moment of awake, restored, renewed, and a little lighter too. If you liked this episode today, be sure to subscribe and comment and share with anybody else who might find this of value. And I'd like you to take another deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And one more time, a breath in through your nose and release the air through your mouth. And then a third time, take another breath in through your nose and release it through your mouth. Thank you for being here today and doing the balloon exercise.